There is no ballad Indian music such as we have in which a story is told. Some of the songs collected in the Okuts Indian area in the central California central.
You want me to sing?
Music which you've just heard is a dance song from the Pomo Indians, who are one of the largest groups of Indians who now live in California. They inhabit the region of the Russian River and Clear Lake and number perhaps 1,200. Tonight we have a guest who has done some recording among the Pomo. He's spent quite a bit of time with them, and I'd like to introduce Bob Oswald.
Well, thank you, Judy. I'm glad to have this chance to play these songs as I consider Essie Parrish, who will be the principal singer of these songs that I have recorded, to be a very fine artist. Her singing should be of interest to a wider audience than she has had in the past. Now, Essie Parrish is a shaman, and Al, since you're the anthropologist, I think maybe you can describe what that means.
Well, probably the simplest way to describe a shaman is with the word doctor. The shaman was not quite the same type of doctor we had. The shaman generally received his power not by going to medical school, but by receiving dreams or visions and learning songs in these visions. These songs gave them power to heal various ailments. Another source of power was learning songs from other shamans or other doctors. I think Essie is a rather well-known doctor in these parts.
Oh, yes. She's quite famous among the Indians, though the white people in the state haven't heard of her. She has been called a doctor Indians as far north as Siskiyou County and as far south as San Diego County, covering the whole range of the state. And she is considered to be quite efficacious in her cures.
How old is she?
She's 55.
Ah, is she that rather young for a shaman now?
Well, it will be the last one among her group because being a shaman is not something that is to be trained for. It's something that is given as a gift.
In other words,
and nobody else has received this gift in a vision.
If you don't get the calling, you don't become a shaman.
That's right.
If you do get the calling and don't want to become a shaman, what happens?
Well, I don't know what happens about that.
I know in other parts of the states you sort of have problems. You sort of have to become a shaman if you get the call.
Well, Essie feels it's her moral duty to go to doctor anybody who calls her.
Where did you first meet Essie?
I met her a year and a half ago in Healdsburg. She's a member of the Southwestern Pomo group. These Southwestern Pomo, in Aboriginal times, lived between the mouths of the Russian River and the Walala River. That's about 30 miles north of the mouth of the Russian River. They now have a small reservation, which is situated 5 miles inland from Stewart's Point. It's not very far from the Bay Area, but it's quite an isolated section.
I take it there are other groups of Pomo, then. You refer to just the Southwestern.
Yes, there are seven groups of Pomo. Pomo isn't a term for a political entity. It's a group of people who spoke related languages.
Ah.
There are seven of these languages.
This is actually the general method of distinguishing what we call tribes in California. They weren't politically distinct, as the Pomo aren't, but they were just people who spoke either different languages or different dialects of a given language.
That's right. Now, we've mentioned before that she received her ability to doctor in a vision which she had while sleeping. This she first got when she was 11 years old, when she received a song which she still uses in a dance. I don't believe I've recorded it for playing tonight. However, she didn't really start doctoring and curing other people until she was at least 30 years old. And since that time, which was about 25 years ago, her reputation has grown. And until, as we have mentioned before, she receives calls from people who want to be cured by her
singing. Do female shamans get married? Or?
Oh, yes. She has 8 living children.
Well, that sounds right. <She's> like she must have been married.
Yeah, she's been married twice.
But at present, her husband assists her, does he not, in her curing ceremonies?
Yes, he'll